Good morning. It is always good to be with you, to be together in a spirit of worship in the beauty of this place. Today is no different. Wonderful to see each and every one of you. I trust that all of you know that no matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and to, most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. A special welcome to those of you who might be visiting with us, and in particular, those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, I invite you to find a card that looks like this at either end of your pew and fill it out. And then on your way out of the sanctuary this morning, there is a basket on the back bench pew to your right. So place it in there so that we can follow up and learn more about one another. It is fall, which means my list of announcements is ever growing, so I do have some things to tune into this morning. The first of which is we are preparing to send our fall college goodie boxes. Each year in the fall and in the spring, we send a box of goodies to our college students near and far. So two things to keep in mind. If you are interested in donating to that, donating items to send, there are sign-up sheets in the elevator lobby on a bulletin board with tear-off tabs so that you can remember what you said you would bring. It's pretty handy. That's always the challenge. So please feel free to do that. There's also an opportunity to share monetary donations, which helps to defray the cost of postage, which we know is ever rising. And also, if you have a college student in your life that you would like to receive one of the goodie boxes, there's information on the bulletin board about that as well, where to send those addresses. Even if we've sent one in the past, please make sure that Bonnie has the most updated address so that we can make sure that it gets to them. And all of that is due by October 23rd. We are still looking for a few members to add to our hospitality teams. As you can tell, the choir is back among us, which means that some of the members of our hospitality teams have to be in two places at once on a Sunday morning, and that just doesn't work out. So we're looking for about 4 to 5 more members to boost the ranks in some of our hospitality teams, which are the folks that greet you each Sunday morning and make sure that everything is squared away for our service. So if you are interested in doing that, it's a commitment of 1 Sunday a month. If you are interested in being a part of that, please contact the church office or Bill Leslie. You've heard many updates about the recycling, the electronic recycling event that is happening this coming Saturday. There's information about that on pretty much everywhere we can put information, including signs around the church outside. So please take a look at those. Don let me know this morning that we are up to 21 volunteers, so we're well stocked in that area. Now it's a matter of bringing your electronics to recycle and telling your friends and neighbors about that event. And also, as part of that event, we're asking that you not only donate your electronics, but also some items for manna we will be collecting as well. And actually, someone at our early service printed out the most updated list of needs from manna. This is as of the 14th. And the 3 most common needed are rice of any kind, canned tomato products, and healthy cereals. So try to keep that in mind as you're grocery shopping this week, and so that you can bring along some items for manna along with your electronics to recycle. Next Sunday, we will welcome Reverend Dale Davis as our new interim senior pastor. And along with that, we will be sharing in Donuts with Dale after both services. So please plan to carve out a little time to hang around after service next week in the library so that we can meet and greet him. And also next week, I see some young ones in our midst. We will be inviting the children back forward for our children's messages. It's been such a long time. I'm very grateful for all of the volunteers this summer who have been so willing and eager to share in children's messages. But next week, things will be back to somewhat normal. I'm not gonna say full normal, but we will be inviting you forward to gather in the chancel for our children's messages. So that is something exciting to look forward to. And not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, October 2nd, is Celebration Sunday. There's a little article in your bulletins that has some explanation about what our Sunday School for Children program will look like this year. And there's something special happening on October 2nd. So please pay attention to that announcement. I think those are all of the announcements this morning. There is certainly a lot going on. Not a bad thing, means we are alive and well, but a lot to pay attention to. But now I'm going to ask you to file that all away somewhere in the part of your brain that holds on to those details. But I want to invite you now to join me in taking a deep and slow breath. As we breathe in God's Spirit that fills this place and fills each one of us, as we exhale and intentionally set aside all of those details, all of those dates and reminders, all the things that beg for our attention and hope to distract us, so that we can be fully present in this time and in this place with these people and with God who is surely in our midst. Amen. had his power washer out this week. Taking time to carefully clean all the stones in the paver courtyard right out back. And I took the opportunity to walk around the courtyard since they were so shiny and clean. I do this from time to time. I like looking at all the names. You always see one you never saw before. And of course, all the messages that people have chosen to put on them. I like to remember those who are no longer with us and give thanks for those who are. And this time, one stone stuck out to me. Close to the entrance of the courtyard, a stone from Judy and Alan Johnston that simply reads, "Prayer changes things." Our theme for this morning is prayerful living. And so I think you can see why that stone stuck out to me this week. Now, prayer is one of those things that we have a hard time wrapping our heads around sometimes, because it's hard to measure its success rate. It's difficult to know if prayer is working or not. So many of us have prayed for things to happen that never happened, or prayed for things not to happen that did. So why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep living prayerfully? Because prayer changes things. I love that that stone doesn't say, "Prayer makes everything perfect," or "Prayer solves all my problems," or "Prayer makes life easy." But prayer changes things. Prayer changes our lives because prayer changes us, softening our hearts, rounding out our corners, giving us a peace we never thought we could know, giving us strength we didn't know we had. So here's the challenge and my prayer as we enter into worship this day. May we allow prayer to change things, to change us from the inside out. And may that change begin here and now as we gather together to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join with me now as we confess our sins together by praying the prayer that's printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Loving and listening God, prayer is a wonderfully powerful gift that connects us to you and to one another, no matter when and no matter where. Forgive us when we misuse this gift and pray only for those we like or agree with or deem worthy of your love. Forgive us when we limit our praying to Sunday morning or use it as a last resort when we are stuck and desperately need things to go our way. Guide us as we seek for prayer to be the foundation of our relationships, our work, our coming and going, our living and being in this world. Help our very lives to become a prayer, moving with and through your Spirit in all that we do, in all that we are. Amen.